Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon announced Panera became the first restaurant to deploy its Amazon One palm reading payment system. The initial rollout started with 2 locations in St. Louis, but will expand in that market and in Seattle with 10 to 20 locations by the end of the year. Customers will link their My Panera account to Amazon One. Amazon also added the ability to link loyalty accounts to Amazon One IDs to use the scan at different locations. Users can also now pre-enroll in Amazon One online ahead of a visit. Instagram began testing inserting ads into search results, with plans to launch these globally in the coming months. Ads will be related to searches and include a sponsored label under the account name. The platform also launched reminder ads, where users can opt in to receive 3 notifications from an advertiser ahead of something like an event or a launch, 1 day before, 15 minutes before, and at the actual launch time. The long-running camera review site DPReview.com announced it will shut down after April 10th as part of a cost-cutting move by its parent company, Amazon. The announcement says the site will be available in read-only mode for a limited time after April 10th. The site was originally founded in 1998, acquired by Amazon in 2007. According to the annual report from the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, global recorded music revenue grew 9% in 2022 to $26.2 billion. Of this, subscription audio streaming grew revenue 10.3% to $12.7 billion, with 589 million paid subscription accounts. Ad-supported streaming generated $4.8 billion. Physical media revenue increased 4% in the year, with Asia accounting for 49.8% of physical sales. In a newly published document, Microsoft informed the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, that it considers a 10-year deal to provide the Call of Duty franchise to Sony a sufficient period of time for its competitor to develop its own alternative franchise. The CMA's final report on the Activision Blizzard deal is due by April 26th. In related news, Judge Jacqueline Corley granted Microsoft's motion to dismiss a lawsuit from a group of Call of Duty gamers, which sought to block its proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The judge found the suit didn't plausibly allege that the merged entity creates a reasonable probability of anti-competitive effects in any relevant market. The plaintiffs have 20 days now to amend the complaint to include more evidence. NVIDIA developed a version of its high-end H100 Tensor Core GPU called the H800, designed to meet U.S. export rules for selling the chip in China. The company previously developed a version of its high-end A100 chip for China called the A800. These chips are meant for large data centers for AI training and inferencing. And NVIDIA refreshed its laptop GPUs in its professional visualization line based on its latest Lovelace architecture, announcing 5 RTX Ada laptop cards. This tops out with the RTX 5000 Ada laptop card, roughly equivalent to the consumer RTX 4090 laptop card, with 9,728 CUDA cores. All of the cards start shipping later this month. It also announced the RTX 4000 SFF Ada generation, a half-height desktop card for smaller PCs. It offers 6,144 CUDA cores and uses up to 70 watts of power. It launches this month for $1,250. The food delivery giant Just Eat Takeaway announced plans to cut 1,700 courier employees in the UK and shift back to employing gig workers for deliveries. The company will also cut 170 head office staff. This comes after the company saw orders drop 10% in the UK and Ireland last year. Ubisoft announced it's using a tool called Ghostwriter to help its developers write game dialogue. The company said the tool was developed in-house and used to generate first drafts of NPC barks, the phrases made by game characters when players interact with them. Tencent saw its first annual revenue decline in 2022, down 1% in the year to 554.55 billion yuan, that's about $81 billion, missing analyst estimates. CEO Pony Ma said the company will focus in 2023 on getting more out of its core gaming, fintech, and advertising businesses, rather than trying to do everything in other competitive markets. Samsung launched the Exynos Connect U100, a power-efficient ultra-wideband chip designed for precise object tracking. No word on what products will first use the chip, but the company cited possible use cases like Internet of Things and automotive applications. TechCrunch spotted job listings from the language learning app Duolingo, indicating it's working on a music project. The job posts include those for an expert in music education and freelance music composition and curriculum consultants. Earlier this week, security researchers revealed the markup tool on Pixel devices allowed people to partially recover content edited out of an image. Now, software engineer Chris Bloom confirmed a similar issue impacts the Windows 11 snipping tool. When saving over an original image file with an edited one, the snipping tool does not properly truncate data. It's not visible in the PNG file, but a simple Python script can partially recover content. Microsoft said it's looking into the issue. Nreal announced it will add Windows support for its Nreal Air AR glasses through a new Nebula for Windows app. The glasses will show a virtual curved 21:9 display. The company said a recent survey found 68% of its device owners use the glasses for gaming. And finally, in iOS 16.4, Apple added the ability for health departments to end support for the exposure notification API. That API was developed by Apple and Google in 2020 for COVID-19 contact tracing. Users will be alerted if a health department ends support. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.